It is. We'll get back to your phone calls in a little while. Next hour, Mitch Light, editor of Athlon for our college football thing. It is the opening day of college football season and the big weekend. 5 days of college football starting today through Monday night, including Vanderbilt season opener Saturday night with Richmond over at Vanderbilt Stadium. We're joined now by Commodores coach Bobby Johnson. Good morning, Bobby. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
You ready?
We're ready.
Well, let me ask you something. You know, you've been a head coach now, what, 47 years, something like that?
Something like that. Very close to it, yeah.
Game week of the opening of the season, you still get that those little butterflies in your stomach and all that stuff?
It's more like an eagle in your stomach, not a butterfly. Yeah, it's something big flapping around in there.
Yeah. Coaches have to know, and by their nature, and I know my dad was one, they've got to make sure everything and every little I is dotted and T's crossed and what did I forget and did we not do this and not do that. Are you still at that point with this program that when you go into this first game, you just never know? Is that fair?
Oh, yes. You never know any game, first game, middle game, end of the year. You know, you got to plan for everything and assume that, you know, your guys are going to react to how you coach them. Yeah. And, you know, I think that's what coaching is all about. You got to get your guys ready to play every game.
Well, and now the longevity of you and your staff with this program, these are your guys that you've recruited, you know, on paper anyway, it looks like you've gotten to that point where this program is solid and ready to take that next step.
Well, we'll find out. We think we've made some progress in the last few years, and, you know, it takes, you know, consistent recruiting over a long period of time. To be able to build a program, and you got to have depth and you got to have quality at each position, and to give yourself a great chance to compete against the people we have to compete against every, you know, just about every week in the SEC. So, you know, this is probably our first fifth-year class coming through right now, and hopefully we've done a good job of building the program from the bottom up and, you know, give these guys a chance to go out there and prove that we're right.
Vanderbilt football coach Bobby Johnson with us. David?
Coach, we've talked a lot to you over the years about building this program, and one of those key aspects was depth. Has Vanderbilt gotten to the point now where your depth is it's never where you want it, but where it's decent, where you can sustain a pretty good season?
Well, you know, you can in most positions. You know, you look around the league, the SEC, and all these established programs that have been great for years and years, you know, they're going to have problems with depth at certain positions. I mean, it just happens. You get, you know, a rash of injuries at a certain position. It's just hard to have quality, you know, all the way through, you know, second, third team, fourth team, whatever. And sometimes you get hit with injuries in certain positions, and there's not much you can do about it except move some players around. So, you know, with 85 scholarships and you got, you know, to spread those around, you know, you're never just going to be, you know, where you'd like to be. But, you know, we're a lot better than what we've been in the past. When I first got here, I don't think we had total but 7 offensive linemen in the program. And now we got, you know, 5 senior starters. So, you know, it's a big difference right now.
Coach, last year we saw flashes of brilliance with Chris Nixon over the spring and into the early fall. Is he ready to make that next step to lead Vanderbilt?
We'll find out. You know, that's a big question. And, you know, I think Chris has certainly prepared himself to do that. He's worked extremely hard. And like you said, he showed that at times he can be very, very good. And, you know, consistency is one of the, I think, key things in college football. You just got to be able to do it week after week and play after play. And you know, if he can get that done, he's going to be a outstanding quarterback.
Vanderbilt football coach Bobby Johnson with us. Certainly, you look up front, comforting with all 5 of those starters in the depth and Stamper back. with that offensive line, because, you know, and like I'm telling you, Bobby, but in this league, that's where it starts, at the point of attack.
It sure does. You can't do much if you don't have those guys blocking for you and protecting your quarterback when he's trying to throw a pass. And it is comforting to know we got, you know, five seniors up there starting, and those guys have seen a lot of plays and seen a lot of games, and, you know, we certainly have quality there with Chris Williams and Brian Stamper is a proven player. So, you know, we feel good about those guys, and, you know, they hopefully they'll be the leaders of our offense and get out there and set the tone for us, and we're going to depend on them all year.
On the defensive side of the ball, and certainly over the years, Vanderbilt has produced professional caliber talent. You've seen, you know, sprinkled through the league, especially at the linebacker position, maybe for the past 15 years. You look how many pros, even, you know, from Shelton Quarles all the way through with Hunter Hillenmeyer now, all of the, you know, at the position, Jamie Duncan, and obviously continuing now with Jonathan Goff and Bugs. And it just seems like that, it's almost like, you know, a lot of schools get known for something. Vandy's almost known for linebacker U in a lot of ways.
They are. And it's no doubt about it. Those guys were great players and have been fantastic players in the NFL, and I think Jonathan Goff is right there in that vein. And I'm glad you mentioned Marcus Bugs. I think he's, you know, sometimes overlooked a little bit, and Marcus is an extremely consistent player and is consistently good. He knows what to do. He knows what techniques to use. He plays with a lot of passion, and I think he's a playmaker for us.
Well, and one, you know, you're a genius, Bobby, moving him from safety a few years ago. It really puts him in. I think he led you in tackles for lost yardage last year. He just seems like, you know, he's the playmaker that really does sort of get to be the second thought. And I guess a lot of it's just because Jonathan Goff is so good.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. Jonathan is really good and does fantastic things, but Marcus made big plays for us last year and has his whole career, and I think he'll continue to do that, and it's great to have both of those guys. And I think we got some other guys who are ready to step into that linebacker U role later on, and maybe Brandon Bryant and Patrick Benoit, very, very good players. I think John Stokes is going to be a very good linebacker for us, so hopefully we can keep them coming.
Rules changes, Bobby. Let's talk about that a little bit. First off, the kickoff moves back to the 30, which means there'll be more returns and probably better field position for the start of the offenses, and in turn, probably more scoring this year. Your thoughts on that and that new rule?
Well, you're right on all those things. What makes it funny to me, it's just laughable to me. They said they made that change to speed up the game because it takes so long to get the ball out of the end zone and spot it on the 20. I laughed straight in their face when they told me that. And I said, it's going to slow down the game because there are going to be a bunch more touchdowns.
Yeah.
I said, y'all are idiots.
Oh, they want more touchdowns, Bobby. You know.
No, I know. But just tell us that. You know, don't tell us it's made the beat up the game. I mean, we didn't fall off the turnip truck last night.
The charge timeouts are going to be cut down, 30 seconds now?
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to see very much of that. Uh-huh. You know, that's only in non-television mm-hmm. Timeouts, and that's not going to happen a whole bunch. You know, one key one is after those timeouts you're talking about, the minute timeouts, the offense only has 15 seconds to get the ball in play.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a 15-second clock instead of a 25-second clock.
Well, it didn't take them about a half of a game last year to realize they had made the mistake with the change of possession, leaving the clock running and starting the clock on a kickoff. And that didn't – what they wanted to change that one at halftime of the first game last year.
Well, if they had listened to the coaches, they never would have put it in. You know, it didn't – you know, duh, huh. You know.
So that changes. Any other changes?
It just upsets me a lot when we start trying to make rules like the NFL.
Yeah.
And we're not the NFL. In my opinion, I don't think we want to be the NFL.
Well, you know, there's these rules committees, and if they think they're not doing their job if they're not tweaking and or changing the rules, which the game's pretty good right now. So
exactly,
you know,
that's the key word right there.
Yeah.
It's good now.
Yeah.
Key words.
Yeah.
And tweaking's one thing, but you know, wrecking it is one another thing.
Richmond, obviously 1AA. I think if I'm you, Bobby, I'd rather play this game in the opener than maybe stuck in between a couple conference games in week five. I think you get your attention of your team a lot sharper focused because it's the opener.
Well, you know, we play them when we get them.
Yeah.
You know, that's you can't choose when you play them. So we're going to have to be sharp. You know, I was on the other end of those, and I think in the 24 years I was at Furman, we beat 6-1-A teams and tied another. So, you know, that's not a rare occurrence, and Richmond beat Duke last year. I think they had the attention of our team, and, you know, they did a good job against us offensively 2 years ago. They I think, had 325 yards total offense. So we've got to play better than we did last time against them.
Well, it's here. What can you say? I mean, you all the work and everything, and you have 12 games, and you know we hope you go to a bowl game, Bobby. Quite frankly.
Well, thank you. The grind is on. It's 12 games in 13 weeks, and you know you fight through it, enjoy a lot of it, and have some heartbreaks in some of it. But you're right, it's here, and hopefully we'll have a great one, and we'll all enjoy it.
Well, Bobby, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Saturday in this season. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Bobby Johnson. Funny guy. Classic.